But they caught him and they brought him back, and they laid him down on the jailhouse ground with an iron chain around his neck. O'Reilly's daughter got a message that her father was gonna hang. She rode by night and came by morning with gold and silver in her hand. When the judge saw Riley's daughter, his old eyes deepened in his head, saying, "Gold will never free your father. The price, my dear, is you instead. Oh, I'm as good as dead," cried Riley. "It's only you that he does crave, and my skin will surely crawl if he touches you at all. Get on your horse and ride away." Oh, father, you will surely die if I don't take the chance and try to pay the price and not take your advice. For that reason, I will have to stay. The gallows shadows shook the evening. In the night a hound obeyed. In the dark the grounds were groaning. In the dark the price was paid. The next morning when she had awoken, she found that the judge had never spoken. She saw that hanging branch abandoned. She saw her father's body broken. These be seven curses on a judge so cruel that one doctor cannot save him, that two eyes cannot see him, and the three healers cannot heal him. That four ears cannot hear him. That five walls cannot hide him. That six diggers cannot bury him. And that seven deaths shall never kill him.